Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.
Hal Coleman has been active in the pest control industry for over 40 years, including owning and operating his own successful pest control business for 18 years. He now devotes his time to helping other PCOs and other WCOs double, triple, and even quadruple their businesses faster than they ever imagined. Be sure to check out his website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. For more information about Hal's coaching program, you can reach him at 770-993-0004 or email him hal@halcoleman.com. Mike Stewart is known as the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Since the birth of the Internet, Mike has been showing small business owners how to get more new customers, increase their sales, and grow their businesses online using audio and video, now with iPhones and Android phones. For more information about Mike's coaching program and his online training courses, visit MikeStewartCoaching.com or email him, Mike@InternetAudioGuide.com.
Well, hello, gang. This is Hal Coleman, the pest control marketer, back again for another episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast, and I'm here with my good friend and associate, Mike Stewart. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great today, and I love today's subject, something I was fearful of my whole life.
And snakes? Are we going to talk about snakes?
Well, I don't like snakes and spiders, but cold calling's right up there.
Oh, boy. Cold calling. Yep, it sure is. We've both done a lot of cold calling through the years, haven't we?
You know, Hal, it's just something about sitting there and calling somebody you don't know and getting that rejection, or the potential of that rejection, and the rejection that you build in your mind before you even dial the number, send the email. And I got stories of when I think about I came this close not to doing it, and what would have, and the things that happened because I did, that I actually shake when I think about what if I had given into that fear and not gone through with the cold call.
Yeah, you know, it's something I see. I'm very active in a lot of pest control Facebook groups. And occasionally they talk about marketing. Incidentally, if you're listening to this podcast, go to Facebook, go to Pest Control Marketing Gold and join our marketing Facebook group there and comment. Put your questions on there. I will answer them, interact with you. We've got some great folks on that Facebook group. But occasionally people will talk about cold calling and somebody will say, hey, you know, cold calling's a waste of time. Don't do it. It's a big waste of time. And then somebody else will comment and say, all right, man, I make most of my sales from cold calling. So it just depends on whether you know how to do it or not and whether you're willing to do it or not, so you do it correctly or incorrectly. Now, when I say cold calling, I'm talking about any time you contact someone who doesn't already know who you are. That can mean door-to-door sales. That can mean telemarketing. It can mean walking up to somebody when you're pumping gas and there's somebody in a vehicle next to you, and you go over and you introduce yourself and hand them a card. It's clover leafing. Walking into a business and introducing yourself. Cold calling is just showing up unexpectedly. And most people, when they cold call, and I don't know if it's Dan Kennedy who said this, but I love it. He said, when you cold call, you're perceived as an uninvited pest, a party crasher. That's what you are if you cold call. You're a party crasher. An uninvited pest, and your goal is to, within the first 4 seconds, is to transform yourself into a welcome guest. A welcome guest. Now, how do you do that? Well, it generally, excuse me, that's my fax machine ringing over there.
You got one of those?
Yeah, I do. And the dadgum thing rings about once every 3 months, and it scares me when it does, but it's sitting over there.
Somebody's probably sending you a cold fax.
They are sending me a cold fax and saying they want to teach me about marketing. So, the first sentence that comes out of your mouth is either going to make it or break it. And if you are in business, excuse me, you get cold called all the time, whether it's on the internet or offline on the telephone. You get cold calls in the mail. People show up at your door. And I think back to the ones I've responded to and in a positive way. I bought life insurance from a guy one time who cold called me on the telephone. Didn't have a clue who he was. Had a new baby at home, and my wife and I had been talking about, you know, we need some life insurance. Yeah, I know it. We got to get some life. We had talked about it. And this guy just called me up on the phone out of the blue. He was cold calling. A very nice sounding guy. And we invited him over and we bought life insurance from him. I spent $2,500 last year having trees cut down in my front yard. Knew I had some trees that need to go. See trucks around all over the place. Didn't know who to call. A guy shows up at my door. Rings the doorbell. You know, we're in your neighborhood. And he pointed at his truck out the street and asked me if I had any trees. He was a clean-cut young man. He had a clipboard, very professional-looking, and we got into a conversation, and I ended up contracting to a big tree-cutting job with him. So I respond to these people from time to time. But it's that very first impression that makes it or breaks it. And one of my clients a few years ago had a lawn care business and they did pest control and lawn care. And he said, you know, my lawn care guys, he said, I got about 6 salespeople. And he said, when they get through every day, they come into the office and they're required to be in the office, every day from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, cold calling on the phone. They just had the phone book. This was a few years ago. They were just calling this was out in, area near St. Louis. He said, we would just call them, telemarketing. And he said, I need to find out a way to make our cold calling, our telemarketing more effective. And he said, you know, now more and more people are on no call lists. They want to hang up on you. They don't even let you get a word out. So I said, well, what are you saying to the people? And, you know, it was just typical. Hey, I'm Fred with Fred's Lawn Care. How you doing today? Yeah, nice weather we're having, isn't it? Yeah, did you get a chance to watch the ball game last night? You know, click. Click. They're gone. I said, man, you can't do that. You had the first sentence out of your mouth has to capture them and convince them that they may want to hear what you say. And he said, well, how are we going to do that? And I said, well, just call him up and say, hey, I'm Fred with so-and-so's lawn care. And I'm in your neighborhood and wondered if you might be interested in 3 months free lawn care. And I explained to him how he could, or free lawn care treatment is what it was. And that was, if they buy the service, they're going to get a free treatment along with it. So just have to say it. And I'm in your neighborhood and wondered if you might be interested in a free lawn care treatment. And he said, oh my gosh. He said, it's more than doubled the receptiveness that we got. He said, we more than doubled our appointments just by saying that one thing, first thing out of our mouth. They said, well, yeah, I might be interested in that. Well, may I tell you more about it? Ask permission to tell them more about it. May I tell you more about it? Certainly, tell me more about it. Now, guess what? They just invited you to do your sales presentation. So you have to get to the point quickly. First sentence out of your mouth must capture them, and it cannot waste their time. When you're cold calling, you can't walk into a total stranger and start talking about the weather and the ball game and living here and the snow that we're going to have. Because they don't have time and nor the desire to spend any time talking with a stranger about irrelevant things when they're on the job or they're at home working or cooking or taking care of kids or whatever they're doing. So the key to cold calling is you have to get to the point quickly, as in within the first 4 seconds, there must be a strong value-laden proposition and an offer made right then. And if you will do that, you will get a higher response and you will become a welcome guest instead of an uninvited pest and a party crasher. So I'm tired of talking. Take it away, Mike.
Well, you know, I totally understand that most people don't like cold calling, and it's because nobody likes rejection. Nobody likes somebody getting, nobody wants to feel like an uninvited guest or a party crasher. So therefore, you've got to think about creative new ways of making that transition. And the ways that you cold call are not just on the telephone. You know, to me, walking up to a stranger at a networking event is akin to cold calling. You know, I've gone to networking events with colleagues who were, they would get in their little groups that they felt comfortable with, and they'd spend the whole evening never meeting somebody they didn't know.
Oh God, don't you know?
And you know, so in other words, cold calling is not just getting on the phone and being handed a whole bunch of phone numbers and learning a opening line to get people to stay on the phone. But yes, it's all about creating that irresistible what's in it for them opportunity. You know, using the most powerful word in the English language for marketing, free. You know, so how can you have something for free, and that when you're making that first impression, it's the same thing on a website. That's why we say you got less than 10 seconds to win somebody over before they hit the back button. You have 10, you know, four to 10 seconds before somebody goes click on the phone. And if you walk up to somebody at a networking event, if you go, "Hey, I'm Mike Stewart and I'm a real estate agent. Hey, you know, what do you think of that game last night?" It's like, "Oh geez, you're just another real estate agent." But if you can figure out creative ways to have what's in it for them on that first cold call introduction, it could make a huge, huge difference in the response. And, you know, I mean, I'm always trying to be creative on what is that first sentence I say. You know, when I have a target market and I'm making that cold call, you know, what's in it for them? And I can remember the cold calls I did. I remember one of probably the most important cold email that I ever did. I had an invitation to send an email. And had I emailed this gentleman and said, "Please, I want you to hire me because I need your business," he would have probably deleted the email. But I said, "I know you market online and you're very successful, but you're not using audio like I do. I'd love to show more." I piqued his interest with something he knew could help his business, and he didn't understand. And that was the email that I sent to Ken MacArthur at Amacord.com in 2000 that launched my online business almost soon be 19 years ago. And I remember I almost didn't cold email him because it was not spam. He invited people. I'll never forget, he was on a tape series and he said, "If you'll email me, ken@amacord.com, he said, with an idea, he said, "I'd be interested." So I heard the invitation. Just like Hal has an invitation for you to call 770-993-004 to see how he could be an amazing fit for your business. You know, why don't you do
that? Hey, that's a good idea.
That's a daggone good idea.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well, you know, because what's in it for you is knowing what to do. And cold calling, I can look back in my life, the times I almost didn't do it. And I still struggle with that, Hal. But I have to have this little Elmo come in and say, "Don't be scared. What are they going to do? You're not doing anything that's going to get you. It's not illegal to do what you're doing. It's not going to have anybody. Hopefully they're not going to punch you or shoot you with a gun. Nothing bad is going to happen to you. only good could happen if you do it enough and and learn to take that rejection. Because with cold calling can come rejection, and you can't let rejection be the killer of you, of you creating a fear in you to where you don't do the new relationships that come with cold calling.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mike, a few years ago, I met a guy who had a company. They taught upper-level salespeople how to build sales teams. One of his clients was Home Depot, and one of them was Sherwin-Williams, and they had some big, huge worldwide accounts. And we just kind of met casually, but he was interested in exploring possibilities in the pest control industry. So he said, would you be interested in doing a research project with me on commercial pest control and how to get into doing more commercial pest control? And I said, sure. He said, well, what we'll do is we'll do a research project, and then we will offer that to the industry free. And he said, that's how we'll build our credibility in the industry from his standpoint, is we'll do this big free research project and give it to them. And so he said, what you need to do, what your job is going to be, is to contact 15. He said, I want you to contact some of the top 100 pest control companies in the United States. And I want you to get us a 45-minute interview set up, at least 15 45-minute interviews set up. And I was just silent. I said, you want me to do what? You want me to call these upper-level managers, sales leaders, or owners in these large companies and try to get them to give us a marketing company to give us a 45-minute interview? He said, that's what I want you to do. He said, if you don't feel like you can do it, just say so. I said, I can do it. I can do it. But I said, I'm going to hate to do it. I said, I already have a knot in my stomach just thinking about it, but I will do it. I will get those 15 interviews. So I got a list of from PCT Magazine, actually. Every year they list the top 100 companies, and I went through and I picked out the ones that I wanted to get an interview with, and I called, and I just started calling and found out who the upper-level sales managers were or owners, and I got my list of people, and I started calling. Now, some of them, very rarely was I able to actually talk with them, but I would get their assistant, and they would say, I'll put you through to his voicemail, or I'll put you through her voicemail, or may I tell him who's calling? So the targeted individual never answered the phone, of course, so I got to get through the gatekeeper. Now, if I'd have said, I'm Hal Coleman, and I'm doing marketing research, and I'd like to ask you a series of questions. It's going to take about 45 minutes. What do you think my response would have been, Mike?
Probably very little, very poor.
Very poor, very poor. So I said, I got to come up with the first sentence out of my mouth that's going to get them to say, yes, I'd like to do this. So what I did was this. Now, I had a few articles published, even up at that time, had a lot more sense, but I'd had a few articles published in PCT Magazine, and I told my associate with the other marketing company, I said, when we get this done, I'll submit it to PCT Magazine, and there's a real good chance they'll publish it. He said, well, that would be great if they publish it. I said, I'm almost certain they'll publish it. So instead of calling Fred Johnson, the owner of Johnson's International Pest Control or whatever, and saying, "Ah, Mr. Johnson, this is Hal Coleman. I'm with a marketing research company, and I'd like to ask you a series of questions. Here, it's going to take you about 45 minutes. Instead of saying that, here was my message when they answered. Hi, I'm Hal Coleman with Sales Effectiveness, and that was the name of the company, and I said, I'm doing research on commercial pest control for an article to be submitted to PCT Magazine, and we would like to interview you for the magazine article. Now, that changed everything. And I got a tremendously and also I threw in, instead of I'm Hal Coleman with sales effectiveness, that's, I said that the first couple of times, but I changed that. See, I'm also past president of the Georgia Pest Control Association. So I would say, I'm Hal Coleman. I'm past president of the Georgia Pest Control Association. I'm doing research on commercial pest control for a article to be submitted to PCT Magazine. Would very much like to interview you for the article. And I just got an overwhelmingly positive response. I got those 15 interviews set up with probably out of making about 20 calls. Now, some of them said, we don't do interviews and we're not interested in sharing what we do with anybody, but we have a really good system and we're not going to reveal anything that we do. Now, that was kind of unusual. So, you know, some of them, a couple of them said they just weren't interested at all. But for the most part, I got about a 90% total positive acceptance with that first sentence that came out of my mouth. So you see the difference there?
Well, it's being creative to give it for what's in it for them. If you don't create a what's in it for the person you're cold calling, why they would, and get that message across quickly, then you're going to have a higher percentage of people not interested.
Absolutely.
And that's what you did.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? My wife's going to be cold calling me here in a minute and wonder why I'm still talking to you, Mike. So I've got to head out of here.
Well, with that, we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time. Oh, one more thing. You still there, Mike?
Yes.
Mike, did you know that if people are listening to this podcast right now, that they can actually right now still get a copy of my newest book absolutely free, Bottom Line, How to Grow a Pest Control Business? All you have to do is go to howtogrowapestcontrolbusiness.com, follow the instructions, download that book. It will change the way you think about selling and marketing for the rest of your life. I guarantee it. So go do it. And with that, I'm done, Mikey.
Have a great week.
You too, my friend.
Thanks for listening to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and on your phones and in Stitcher on your Android. But more importantly, go to our website, pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com. Subscribe to our email list to always be notified of new episodes. You're never going to want to miss what we've got coming up next, and you never know what we're going to be able to do to help you with your pest control marketing.